Okay, let's begin. Today I want to talk about Yom HaZikaron. What is Yom HaZikaron? We know that Eretz Yisrael, the anniversary of the State of Israel, is on Hey Iyar. Hey Iyar is on Friday. Is on Friday. It's on Friday. Atzmot is Hey Iyar. So the Rabbanut have established a long a rule that you're not allowed to have any commemoration of the founding of the State of Israel on a Friday or a Shabbos or a Sunday because of Chilul Shabbos. Unfortunately, most of the country, a good part of the country, is not yet Shomer Shabbos, so it will inevitably lead to Chilul Shabbos. So therefore, they were successful in arranging that there should not be any public celebration on Friday. It should not lead to Chilul Shabbos into Shabbos, so it's pushed back one day, pushed back to Thursday. And then it has become the custom they have. We're not discussing that. Then it has become the custom that before celebrating the establishment of the State of Israel to memorialize the people, Achenu Bnei Yisrael, who have given their lives al kedushas haaretz. Al Kiddush Hashem, Al Kiddush HaSaaretz. This was done. There was a very big debate if you study the history of when this Memorial Day should be. Now, this is interesting. This is not the Holocaust. This is not a day to memorialize the Holocaust. This is not. This was a day to focus on people who gave up their lives defending Eretz Yisrael. It has also recently been expanded to include people who have died due to acts of terror, which is related to, of course, Kibush Haaretz. And this appears was a very big debate when it should be done, and there was so much debate and argument when it should be done. In the meantime, it was temporarily done. It was set aside the day before they celebrated Eretz Yisrael, and then at some point in time it became so normal they officially decided Mikan Ol Habo, this is going to be the law, is going to be a day of memorial the day before the day that Eretz Yisrael, they celebrate the state of Eretz Yisrael. So this year, being that the celebration of Eretz Yisrael takes place on Thursday, on Dalid Iyar, that means today Gimel Iyar in Eretz Yisrael is a day that is dedicated to remember people who have given their lives al Kiddush Hashem for Kiddush HaSaaretz. And they have there so two moments of silence. One at 8 o'clock at night, and then I think at 11 o'clock during the day. And in fact, I saw in a very Haredi sefer that says there's a makar for this, a moment of silence. There's a makar in the Gemara. The Gemara says that the schora, the reward for the base evel, is shisuka, is quiet, is silence. There's nothing you can possibly say. Vayidaim Aaron, exactly. Vayidaim Aaron is in the Ben Makar. Vayidaim Aaron. There's nothing you can possibly say. So this, that is something that is done throughout the entire world, in fact, is a moment of silence, does have a makar in Chazal. And it's a very emotional moment when people focus on people who have given up their lives. They say that in Eretz Yisrael, people who live in Eretz Yisrael, there's cannot no one that does not know of a person, either personally or a family, that has lost someone to Al Kiddush Hashem, to defending Eretz Yisrael. Since the 1948, it could be before 1948, the way they have records of how many people have actually died, and there are 23,320 people have died Al Kiddush Hashem defending Eretz Yisrael. This year alone was a very tragic year. The war of Gaza over the summer, 116 people have died since last year, since this memorial. 67 soldiers died in the war in Gaza, and another 35 soldiers died as a result of wounds and injuries that they had from previous engagements in the past. And that does not take into account the collateral damage. How many people lost limbs? How many people have been psychologically damaged? And the families, every one person that suffers, there's enormous, enormous collateral damage. And it's a very It's a very frightening thing. So I would like just to mention to you a few thoughts that came to mind in thinking about people who have given up their life to defend Eretz Yisrael. The first thing is the first Rashi in the Torah. The first Rashi in the Torah, we all know the Rashi. Why did the Torah begin with the story of Maaseh Bereishis? Lo hayotzach lahaskel ela b'hachodesh hazeh lochem. That's what the Torah should have been. Well, that's, let me read you the words of the Rashi. Kol koyach maaseh, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, lo hayotzach lahaskel esatora ela m'hachodesh hazeh lochem shi mitzvah rishayna, shen tztavu Yisrael u'matam posach b'bereishis, mishum, Koyach Masav Higiliamo, Lo Seis Lohem Nachalas Goyim, Sheim Yoimu Umois Soilam. They're saying this now louder than ever. They've never been saying this louder than they are today. Li Yisrael, Listim Atem. You are robbers. Atem Kivash, the first Rashi, the very first Rashi in the Torah. Shekivashtem, Arotzois Shivas Goyim, Hein Oimrim Lohem, Heim, they. Klal Yisrael will say to the Umos HaOlam, Kol Ha'aretz Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hi, Hu Bera'a, He created it, V'nitna L'asher Yashar Be'enov, V'ritzoynoi Nitna Lohem, U'v'ritzoyno Nitla Mehem, V'nitna Lanu. Hashem created the world, He gave it to you temporarily, He took it away from you, and now He gave it to us, because this is Hashem's Ratzon. So my question to you is, who are the Haim? Who are the Haim? The list of the Umos Olam will say to Klal Yisrael, listim atem. We know the Umos. There are how many billion people in the world today?
Seven
billion people. That's the Umos Olam that are saying to us, listim atem. Who is the response coming from? Haim oimrim lohem. They will respond. Kol ha'aretz shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He, Hu bera'a, v'nidno l'asher yosha b'enav, v'ritzoyno nidno lohem, v'ritzoyno nidno mehem, v'nidno lanu. Who are the Haim? The Haim, anyone has the right to say they are the Haim, the one who have given the response. It's the people who have given up their lives, Eretz Yisrael.
Who says that?
I say that.
No?
You hear Pashat. Rashi says this. The people who... The Haim. Who are the Haim?
Those who sacrificed their lives.
What? We're learning Pshat. The Kohel is learning Pshat. Klali, who are the people? Who are the people that can say they're the Haim? The politicians? Me, sitting in America, doing nothing? The people who gave their lives. 23,000 people. 23,320 people. These are the people. Haim. The first Rashi in the Torah. They deserve the credit. They're people that it's kedai to focus on, to remember what they've done for us. Now, let's another thought that came to mind. The first person that gave up his life, Al Kiddush Hashem, there are many people, I should say the first, but it's one of the significant people who gave up their life, Al Kiddush Hashem, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who was willing, was Yitzchak. And there are many people, I'm not going to go through, you can talk about Lot, not Lot, you can talk about Haran, you can talk about, but let's focus on Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu was the first one that did it 100%. Did voluntarily 100%. Hashem says to Avram, "Kach matzbinchas yichidchas shahavte tzitzak v'lech v'chalev samaria v'aleo shem le'ula." He was willing to give up his life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kiddush Hashem. Hashem said, "Give up your life, give up your life." Okay, it's obviously a very noble, wonderful thing. We make a bracha every single day. Mekadesh Hashimcha b'rabim. How did Sarah Imenu react to when she heard that her son Yitzchak gave up his life, was willing at least to give up his life al Kiddush Hashem? So Chazal say right after the Akeda is she died. Parcho nishmasa. She was nifter. Why was she nifter? Today when we talk about Kiddush Hashem, it's noble, it's sacred, it's a wonderful thing. It's true. Giving up your life, Al Kiddush Hashem, is something which we find that Rabbi Akiva was mispalo. Kol Yoma, he told his Talmidim, my entire life, I was waiting for the moment when I can say, B'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshcha, b'chol miyodecha, Mosai yovo liyodi, when will it come into an opportunity I can give up my life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? There's testimony that the Chofetz Chaim, also was mispal to die al kiddush Hashem. It didn't happen. The Chavetz Chaim was mispal. The people that heard him didn't mispal. Ribbono Shel Olam, please let me die al kiddush Hashem. We don't find that his tefillah was answered. He died a natural death. What?
Yeah, but in her case, it would mean that.
So obviously, dying al kiddush Hashem is something that is noble. It's very great. It's something that people, great people, were mispalel to have the zuchus, to have the merit of such a thing. We had there the gedolim that gave comfort to people who were victims of terror, victims of kiddush Hashem, and their words of comfort. It sounds bizarre. You're very fortunate. You're fortunate to have a child that died on kiddush Hashem. It's not something for me to say, but gedolim have said such things. So sorry, Imenu. Why would she die? Why would the tsar? Why could it be parcha nishmasa? So the answer is, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. Just because a person has done the most noble thing possible in this world to die al kiddush Hashem does not take away one iota from the tsar, from the pain that goes with dying al kiddush Hashem. Yitzchak was willing to do the greatest thing ever that ever happened in history, to die al kiddush Hashem. Sarah should have been proud, and she certainly was proud. But it doesn't take away from the tsar. It doesn't take away. The people who have died, the grade, the cover that's being given to them today is very great. There's no question about it. They're the people that it says, Haim, they're the ones that tell the Ummah Sa'olam, Hashem gave us this land. But to us, when we look and we commemorate their sacrifice, it doesn't take away one iota.
Children during World War II that died on Kiddush Hashem also.
It doesn't take away one. And that's a different type of commemoration. In the Chanami, that's a day of Tisha B'Av.
In the Chanami,
the pain is still there. Right, but this is focusing specifically on Kibush Aretz. It doesn't take away one iota. No one. So we live in a world where we can glorify. Will celebrate. They'll celebrate their sacrifice. Shtusim v'havolim. It's not something. It's noble what they've done. But look at Sarah. Sarah didn't look at it like that. Al derech pshat, the tsar was so great. What almost happened, even though it's the most noble, glory, greatest thing, there has to be real partnership in the tsar, in the pain of what it means for a person to die for Klal Yisrael. Yeah.
It's beyond the shock of personal loss. It represents the failure of...
No, that's drush. You're going into the world of drush. Ein hachanami, that she didn't die. She didn't go all the way. But let's learn al derech ayin panim l'Torah. Al derech pshashi. What? My child almost died? Gave up his life? HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Should be proud. Yeah, I am proud. But in addition to being proud, there's also tsar. So when you're focusing on kedoshim, a person can make a foolish mistake and think, yeah, they're very great. We're not going to mourn. We're going to celebrate their lives. They did very great things. It's true you have to celebrate their lives, but you also have to mourn. You also have to dwell upon the tsar of what has happened.
There's another thing also. Yitzchak was not yet married.
Okay, so
there was no
future. No future. Okay, but that's you going into Jewish. Let's put all that aside.
No, married later.
Let's just look at the reaction of Sarah Imenu. Yeah. She heard that her son was just about to die al kiddush Hashem, and she had agmas nefesh. She had tsar, and we're dealing here with the greatest of the great. Sarah Imenu. That's a lesson for us. Not to push away our emotions. Adrabba, to focus on the raw pain and dwell upon it and identify with that emotion of sorrow, of parcha. That's how we should feel when we hear about a person who dies al kiddush Hashem. It should be parcha nishmasai. It shouldn't be, wow, they were zoicha. Very nice. It's true, they were zoicha. It's a good thing. They were taka zoicha, and that's a nechama. But at the moment, you have to also remember that it should be parcha nishmasai. Okay, let's go to another thought. Avraham Avinu says, Hashem says to Avraham Avinu, I have good news to tell you, you're going to have children. You're going to have a child. Vehemin b'Hashem, v'yachshiveh lo yitzadok. Gvaldik, I'm going to have a child. I have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is considered tzadok. Then Hashem says to Avinu, I have more good news to tell you. I'm going to give you Eretz Yisrael. And here Avram says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, really? Bama'ida, prove it. Bama'ida, how do I know? What's chus? All different interpretations. And Hashem says to him, the korban says, "Sem kachli egla mishuleshes, ayol mishulesh v'sar v'goyzel. Bring me all these animals. Let's make the bris bein habisarim. Bris bein habisarim. Ayin ponim l'torah." Rashi quotes one maimer Chazal. Bamoeda means in what zuchus? In what zuchus will I be zeichet to have an Eretz Yisrael? And Hashem's response is, "Bring me these animals." And Rashi elaborates: these animals correspond to all the various korbanos. There's a carbon oil. There's a carbon shlam. There's a carbon chatas. All the various types of carbon asham. All the various types of korbanos are alluded to in the collection of animals that Aramavin was told to bring. And Hashem basically said to him, "Bezuchus ha korbanos." In the zuchus of korbanos. Okay, then Rashi goes, then at the end of towards the end of the Bris Ben Absurm, it says, Avraham was overcome by a Tardema, Nofla al Avraham, Vihine, Emo Chashecha, Gidoyla, Neufela Salaf. Terror came upon him. Rashi doesn't really explain what that has to do, how that fits into the beginning of the Bris Ben Habasarim. Rashi seems to digress and says there's going to be Golus, and in the Golus there's going to be a lot of Tsars. Rashi, that's really with a different Mahalich of the Bris Ben Habasarim. But if you want to be consistent, now this is more of a Jush, you want to be consistent, Hashem says the Amrabim is going to be in the Zuchus of Korbanos, and in the Zuchus of Korbanos, the L'chayre doesn't really fit why there should be now Eim HaShech HaGudol V'Nefel HaSalaf. While Derech Pshat, I think the answer can mean something along the lines that Chazal tell us that there are three things which come through Yisurim: Torah, Olam Haba, and Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael comes through Yisurim. What Zuchus will I merit Eretz Yisrael? Korbanos. There are different types of Korbanos. Korbanos, Chazal tell us that when a person brings a korban, he should actually see himself as offering himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the Shal Mufadim Sifaseinu, we bring animals, we mispalel. Barachmana Litzlan, sometimes we know that the term korbanos refers to people dying. It means people who die al Kiddush Hashem. A person who dies al Kiddush Hashem is called a korban. In the time of the Crusades, when they were being killed al Kiddush Hashem, they took this very literally. And the terminal, they actually took knives, shechita knives. They checked their knives as if they slaughtered their children and they knew they were going to die. So once we're going to die, let's die like a korban. And they checked their knives and they actually slaughtered their children as if they were bringing korbanos. They took this term very literally. That was during the time of the Crusades, but it's also true, Rachmana Litzlan, is there was an ema, when you continue the theme of Rashi, bezuchus ha-korbanos, bezman she-wiroi neshalma fodim sifoseinu. And if when we have a Beis HaMikdash, certainly through the real korbanos, but unfortunately history has taught us that Eretz Yisrael comes through Yisurim. And Chazal have also taught us that this part of the Yisurim is their people die al Kiddush Hashem in order that we should have an Eretz Yisrael. And that's part of what it means, the korbanos. And that's something that we focus on today. The korbanos that have fallen for Kiddushas Haaretz, it is certainly in the framework of the Ema, Chashecha, Gedoyla, Nefela, Salav, we're witnessing in reality what Avraham Avinu only saw the Nevuah at the time of the Bris Ben Habasarim. Okay, now let me just go to another idea. Whenever we are Chmanel, so we have a tragedy, we have to go to the Torah and find the first time an event of its like occurred. Who was the first person to die fighting for Eretz Yisrael? But who were the first group of people to die fighting for Eretz Yisrael? So the first people, well, I know Avraham Avinu was before Matan Torah. We can talk about the whole Maisa with Kibush. But let's talk about more Derech Pshat. The four Lashonis of Geula, Yotzeis, Vitzalti, Vigalti, Vilkachti, Vehevesi, they come into Eretz Yisrael. Yehoshua arrives on the scene. They come to Yericho. They get ready, and miraculously they conquer Yericho. Not even one person dies. And then they come to Ai. And then they come to phase two, part two, phase two in the battle. They come to Ai, they get ready, they spy on the land, they're told, big deal, there's only 2,000 people. Three, what do they say? They say that the spies come back and they say, Vayeshuv el Yeshuv, Vayomer Elav, reading from Sefer Yeshua Perek Zayin, Al Yal Kol Ha'am, Kalpayimish, Aikishleishas Alafimish Yalu, we only need 2,000 soldiers, 3,000 soldiers to attack. It's a small little city, it's no big deal, we'll be able, we're confident we can overtake them very easily. So Yeshua listens to play it safe. He sends 3,000 people, the larger number. And what happens? Vayaku mehem anshei ha'ai kishloishim v'shisha ish. 36 people die conquering the city of Ai. Vayirdufum lifnei hashar ad hashvarim vayakum bimorod vayimas levav ha'om vayilamoyim. The hearts of Klal Yisrael melted and turned into water. This, in the best of my understanding, is the first time soldiers died conquering, defending Eretz Yisrael. The shorish of what Acheinu Bnei Yisrael are, the tzar that Acheinu Bnei Yisrael are feeling today to commemorate the Kroivim children in Eretz Yisrael is rooted in this pasuk here. In this event, the first group of people to die, Al Kiddush Hashem, Al Kiddush HaSaretz, are these 36 people. By studying these psukim, we can perhaps get a derech, a mahalik, in how to deal with this type of tragedy. So first thing, just, I don't have anything deep to say, I just want to just go over some points that it says in these psukim, just there are some simple ideas to put it in the proper perspective. Number one, Chazal tell us that Al Derech Pshat, 36 people, but there's a Chof HaDimyoin, and Chazal, Rashi quotes this Chazal, that really only one person died. One person, his name was Yor ben Menashe. He was the only casualty, and he was shakel kishloi shalof nish, kishloi, 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 what was the exact word? Like 30. He was kishloishim vishisha ish. He was equal to 36 people, referring to the 36 members of the Sanhedrin. He was shakel kinegdoi by Sanhedrin. One person died. One person, Klal Yisrael were 3 million people. 600,000 at least, 600,000 probably more. It was already 40 years in the desert, so who knows how many people they had already had. They populated in the desert. We're dealing over here with at least 600,000. One person died conquering Eretz Yisrael. If you go and you talk to any military in the world, this doesn't even, it's nothing. But it says here that the entire Klal Yisrael, Vayimas Levav on Vayilamoyim. Vayikra Yeshua, similar stuff, he gripped his clothing, Vayipal upon Navar, it's still in there. Now, what does he do? How does he respond? The first thing it says here, Vayipal upon Navar, it's still lifnei Aroin Hashem ad ho'erev. The first response is, this is not just a tragedy. This is a tragedy that deserves falling lifnei Aroin Hashem. A tragedy when a person dies defending Eretz Yisrael, it's something which has to be taken in the fullest religious perspective. It's not, you know, there are different types of tragedies. Rachmanel, son, a person dies. Achamei Avieser, of 120 years. You don't find people mourning, going lefnei Aroin Bris Hashem, to focus on the loss of a person's neshama. You don't find that. This is in a different league. It has to be taken before Aroin Hashem. Okay, then Yeshua, he says something over here which is very, very frightening and very, very important to focus on. Yoshua gets up. Vayomer Yoshua, Aha, Hashem Elokim, Lama Heivarta Haavir Esam Hazeh Esayardin. Lo says the son of Yahweh Moriv Lahavidenu. He says that Hashem wasn't worth it. Velu Hoy Alnu Vaneshev Be'ever Hayardin. This is a shocking thing. You would never ever say such a thing. If not for a pasuk, Ilmoli Mikro, E. Efshal Amra. Yoshua says, it wasn't Kedai. We would have been Halavai. We would have been willing not to go into Eretz Yisrael, to remain on the other side of the Yarden, and not enter because the loss of one person, one soldier. Wait, let me finish.
Very important person.
Okay, but you can't judge. That's something that we know. You don't judge the value of a person. You don't know what a person is, what can become of him, his future. Okay, Yoav ben Menashe, 36 Sanhedrin, doesn't make a difference. Every person is begeder Yoav ben Menashe. He says it wasn't kedai the whole Eretz Yisrael. Could you imagine the whole Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Otzesi, the Itzalti, the Goalti, the Lokachti, the Hevesi, all of the promises that Avram Avinu to Yitzchok to Yaakov, I promised this land to the Ovos. Everything that it says in the Torah, hundreds of psukim and thousands of Mori Chazal, all out the window. You can take it, you can put it on a truck, I can send it somewhere else. It's not worth it for the loss, the tsar, the sorrow of losing one person in battle. It's a shocking thing to say. Now, obviously, but you have to go to battle, you have to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Well, you have to sin, they're both true. We have no choice. The whole purpose of the world is to conquer Eretz Yisrael. You can't live when they're shooting rockets, upon you. There are times when battle is necessary. But it doesn't take away from the fact that the tragedy is so great, even the loss of one person, that you can actually say in seriousness that it wasn't worth it. We have no choice. We have to do it. Hashem said, conquer the land. You have to conquer the land. You have to do it. You have no choice. But don't lose, though, in the secular world, this thing doesn't even begin. The secular world, you want to go conquer the United, you want to go conquer America, you want to go conquer a country, you want to do this. It's worth it. It's worth to lose a few thousand people in battle. World War II, you make calculations, how many people are going to die? It's worth it. That's the talk, that's the understanding. You wouldn't say such a thing like this after the fact. And yet Yeshua says, it all wasn't worth it for one person. And that's how you have to look at a day when you memorialize, you think about a person, a young person, an older person, any person that dies fighting for Eretz Yisrael. That's how great the tragedy is. We can't lose focus of the toikef of the tragedy of dying al kiddush Hashem for Eretz Yisrael. Okay, now let's go further. There's another very important point. The Yeshua says, how do we deal with this? What was the cause of this? So Yeshua goes further and this goes to complain to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Yeshua, kum loch lama zatu nefel al panecha. I'll tell you the message. Chota Yisrael. V'gam overes brisi asher tzivisi oisam v'gam lochum in acherim v'gam gonvu v'gam kochash kikichashu v'gam samu b'chleim. Okay, to make a long story short, there's a Ralbag here. There's a Ralbag. The Ralbag asks a very basic question. What happened here? Yoav ben Menashe died. Was he guilty of an aveir? Did he do an aveir, Yoav ben Menashe? Did he do a sin his whole life? He didn't do anything his whole life. He deserves to die? Why does he deserve to die? Why did he die? Because Chata Yisrael, Klal Yisrael sinned. Who sinned? Only one person really sinned. Achan. Achan, it's another talk. Achan, it was tolerated. We attribute the sin not just to Achan, the fact that such a sin was tolerated by society. The whole Klal Yisrael is guilty. Chata Yisrael, what? Because if such a thing was not tolerated, Achan wouldn't dare go take from the spoils. The fact that Achan in the back of his mind knew that if he can get away with it, it will be tolerated. So he had the chutzpah, the audacity to do it. It was a mindset that it's tolerated such a sin. So therefore the sin is put all against the entire Klal Yisrael. But that's not the point I want to make over here. The Ralbag is a much more basic question. We have a principle in Torah, Adam b'cheto yumas. A person only dies for his sin. So what? So Achan sinned, the Klal Yisrael sinned, who cares? Did Yair ben Menashe sin? This fine young man, he's on the battlefield. What did he possibly do to deserve to die? Adam b'chetoy yumas. He did not do an aver his entire life. Why did he die? This is the Ralbag's question, a very basic question. So the Ralbag, to make a long story short, if I'm reading it correctly, says the following. That is only a legitimate question when a person does not find himself in the matzav of sakana. If Rachmanu Litzlan, when you hear a story, a person got sick and he died, or Rachmanu Litzlan, something happens, so then there's a possibility for a person to say, listen, bad news, I hear about the bad news, it's not my problem. I got my own problems. something happened to him, he got sick, he died, he lost his job, this happened, that happened to him, it's his problem. Hashem struck him down. It must be, there's some cheshbon. It must be, he did an avera. You want to go talk about Gilgulim, which I would never talk about. You'll talk about Gilgulim, you'll do whatever you want to go do. It's not my problem. It's a very legitimate response to hearing about someone else's problems. He's in trouble, it's his problem. I have nothing. I'm going to wash my hands. Yodeinu lo shafchu es hadam hazeh. That's all when the oilam is kiminhagoy nohog. But when Klal Yisrael is in a matziv of sakana, this is what he says, this is what the Rabbalik says. When it's not normal times, when al pi derech hateva, Klal Yisrael should be devoured. When soldiers who are weak and feeble and are not skilled are going up against a mighty ferocious enemy, it's a suicide mission. Al pi derech hateva, Klal Yisrael didn't stand a chance against the people of Canaan. They were giants, they were kings, they had a whole world behind them, this little nation. They didn't stand a chance. You're going on a suicide mission. You're putting yourself in a matzav of sakana. When you're putting yourself in a matzav of sakana, then you need, the Rabbalik says, you need to come on to the zechuyos of the whole Klal Yisrael. And here, you can't say, there's no room to argue, it's not my problem. It's not my problem. He has an issue. He's in trouble. He did an avera, so he'll have to pay for the price for his avera. When you're dealing with the time of sakana, then Hashem looks at the entire Klal Yisrael to see if they're deserving that he should protect them l'mayla mederech hateva. And if there's one person in Klal Yisrael or a group of people who have done averos, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, I'm just going to let the pieces fall where they may. Whatever will be, will be. There'll be some casualties, there'll be this. I'm not going to give an extra dosage of Hashkocha Pratis to protect them l'malo mi derech hateva. Battle, war is the greatest matziv, is the greatest matziv of sakana. This is what the Rabbalik says. Rabbalik says, the answer is, Yoher ben Menashe, Tzadik Yisraelim died. Why? You know, to say this, the reason why I'm saying this is because you can never say this when Rahman al-Sun, you see someone suffer. Or you see in the newspaper someone, there's a tragedy. It's a very dangerous thing to say. You know why it happens? Because of the internet. You know why it happened? Because we're davening. We took the Shul. You know why? It's because of tzlius. You know, it's a loose cannon. You're a loose cannon, you talk like that. What's my inzeh? It's alzeh. The person in Hanami has a problem, but the Rabbalik says, yeah, that's taka true. You're a loose cannon, but now when you're dealing with sakana, when you're dealing with a matzav of sakana, soldiers going to mamash pasuk. You can't say that. It's mamash pasuk. Yoreb Menashe dies. Chato Yisrael. We the Rabbalik. Chato Yisrael. We need extra special siyata d'shmaya. Extra dosage needs to come onto the collective zuchus of Klal Yisrael, and if we're not all holding with the program, then there's a degree of guilt and a degree of responsibility. And that, to some degree, is a very important message when it comes to a day like Yom HaZikar, when you're trying to commemorate the tsara, the terrible tsar that families and people have over the loss of people who have died al Kiddush Hashem. Why did it happen? This is the makar. This is the shirish. When Yeshua asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why did it happen? He says to him, Chato Yisrael. Chato Yisrael. It's a very scary time. And he goes on to say, what does he go on to say, Yeshua? He collects Klal Yisrael and he tells them, he collects the people, he finds Ochon, we find the Pasuk, Vayan Ochon es Yeshua Vayomar Omno. The response on this day is, today is worse than Yom Kippur. Today is Mamash, a Friday day. Today, every person in Klal Yisrael has to say, Anoichi Omno, Anoichi Chotasi LaHashem, Elokei Yisrael, V'chazois, V'chazois Asisi. You don't even have such, you don't have such psukim when it's Yom Kippur. You don't have such psukim Yom Kippur. You have psukim only when a soldier dies defending Eretz Yisrael. One lone soldier dies defending Eretz Yisrael. He rallies the Klal Yisrael and he has to find the culprit. Chato Yisrael, and the culprit has to say, Omna Anoichi Chotasi LaHashem Elokei Yisrael V'chazos V'chazos Asisi. It's a day of tshuva. There's nothing to talk about. A day like today is a day when we have to make a cheshbon hanefesh and do tshuva.
There's a group in Israel that started Charedim, they started saying Tillim. 23,000
To correspond to the people.
First person of those 23,000 who was killed in, I think, 1882 in Mishkan, you know, in Montefiore's right across where the windmill is.
Right.
His name was Rav Yosef Hirschler. He was, Arabs came in at night to steal, and he went to defend it, and then he got shot.
Okay. Now, to conclude with one last little bit, what was very late, because one last hara on I. The last, just thing to conclude with this idea is there's one more message in I. Beginning of Parash Lech Lecha, when the very first time Hashem shows Avraham Avinu the land of Eretz Yisrael, he builds a mizbeach. And then a few psukim later, he builds another mizbeach. After he begins to travel a little bit, he passes and builds another mizbeach. And he builds mizbeach la Hashem vayikra b'shem Hashem. Rashi says, why did he build another mizbeach? Hashem already promised him, you're going to have the entire Eretz Yisrael. After he began to travel, he passed Ai. And he saw Piruach HaKodesh, that in this location will be the Mulchemes Ai, and the whole Klal Yisrael was going to be destroyed. The whole Klal Yisrael was meant to die because of the Chet of Achan. And he saw Piruach HaKodesh, what's going to happen, and he was mispalel, and his tefillos were accepted, that only one person would die, Yoher ben Menashe, and the Klal Yisrael would be spared. From this Chazal, we learn an incredible Yisrael. We say every day in davening, Hashem Hoshia HaMelech Ya'anenu V'Yoyim Kareinu. There's a principle to daven al Shem Ha'asid. Right now, there's no Tzara. Right now, the Klal Yisrael didn't exist. But Avram was mispal al Shem Ha'asid. Hashem Hoshia HaMelech Ya'anenu Hashem. I'm praying in advance. Credit. HaMelech Ya'anenu V'Yoyim on that. That day, when a tzara comes, v'yom ya'anenu, may you answer me then. Let me store up prayer now to save me what's going to happen later in the future. It's a principle in halacha to pray, to be mispalel al ha'asid. And where is that tefillah taught to us? In reference to a tzara of a soldier dying in milchama. So al-achas kam, you could apply this principle to any type of tzara. You should always mispalel in advance that a person should not have problems, and when if there's a problem, the problem should go away right away. But al-achas kam v'kama, it's incumbent upon us to be mispalel the people, al-asid, from this pasuk, that people that are defending Eretz Yisrael, who are putting themselves in sakana, the very least we can do. I mean, what can we do? The very least you can do is be mispalel. They go into a matzav of sakana, Hashem Hoshia Melech Ya'anenu V'Yom Kareinu, to learn from Avraham Avinu, Vayiven Shom Mizbeach La Hashem Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. Okay.